You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, we'll look at how Senate candidates Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold are approaching the issue of national security on the campaign trail.
First, far from the political conversation over who should or shouldn't come to the United States, are the organizations hard at work resettling refugees in communities around the country.
Newly arrived refugees may need help with everything from learning English to finding a job and maybe preparing for a first winter.
World Relief Fox Valley is one of the groups dedicated to helping refugees make that transition to Wisconsin from places like the Democratic Republic of Congo and Iraq. Here with us now to talk about the work they do is Tammy McLaughlin. She's Office Director for World Relief Fox Valley. Tammy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for this opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Can you tell us first about some of the challenges that recent refugees face when they settle in Wisconsin in particular?
Well, you made a great introduction. First and foremost, I think for most of them is just the cold weather. So many of them are coming from warm climates. So they hear about winter and snow and haven't seen either really. So that's always something that we laugh at, but it really is kind of a fear for them. And then just transitioning to a new culture, employment, different types of housing than they've ever been used to. Almost everything that they experience feels new and different to them.
Well, I feel culture shock sometimes just going to another state in the United States, much less another country, much less actually living there. What are some of the biggest elements of culture shock that people might experience when they come as a refugee from another country to live in Wisconsin?
I think just in you know, the American culture in general is a very individualized nuclear family type culture, and they come from communities where your family includes aunts, uncles, grandparents, neighbors, everybody, you know, who surround you. So I think that's something big and something that that helps us get other people involved, because community is so important to the support and the onboarding and the acclimation of these people. So community is huge. Language is definitely can be an obstacle, because most of them come, if they speak some English, it's not a lot of English. So learning a completely new language, and with language also comes different types of communication skills in general. So those are two very big issues that they arrive with, and that we try and help with community support to get them through those obstacles.
Well, when you're working with a refugee and they first arrive, maybe they and their family first arrive in the Fox Valley, what's job one? What are some of the first things that you and your organization do to help them make that difficult transition?
Our first 30 days are extremely busy with them. We've secured their apartment and have them furnished when they get here, but it's just, you know, teaching all the basics of the apartments, smoke detectors, plumbing, some of them haven't experienced before, locking doors and windows, air conditioning, heating, that type of thing. So those are very basics. In the first, what we call the next day visit, we walk them through all of those basic elements of their housing. We also register them in lots of things, for benefits, for school, for the children, for English classes, for the adults. We do orientations for them. Health orientations are a big thing. Cultural orientations. Start getting them prepared for employment. So we do employment type orientations. So register them for Social Security. Just so many, you know, registrations, applications, orientations. Like I said, they're very, very busy those first 30 days, because that's when we do the majority of the work with them and those types of things. And then after that, we do more life skills training, things that we can take a little more time that aren't as urgent but are still very important.
We're talking to Tammy McLaughlin from World Relief Fox Valley about the work that the organization does with newly arrived refugees here in Wisconsin. And Tammy, there have been questions lately, especially after the Paris terror attacks, about who we should take as refugees, whether we should take them in. I wanted to ask, what motivates you and World Relief Fox Valley to bring in refugees, to help them arrive here? Why is this important to be involved in for you?
Well, first and foremost, they come from such chaotic and traumatic backgrounds, and they are survivors. And they inspire us actually when we work with them, because they come with such hope and a future before them that they've never had, and to help people develop that and to see it come true is really encouraging and inspiring for us. We also are not concerned about any security issues that they might bring with them. We are very comfortable and confident in what the government has established as a security process for them. It takes 18 to 24 months. We had a client arrive 2 weeks ago who said it took him 3 years to get through the process. So it's very thorough. It includes interviews, health screenings, background checks, more background checks. It includes the Department of State, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and other agencies and bureaus. So by the time we get here, we know who they are and we know where they're from. And we know sometimes what they've come from and the experiences they've had. Maybe not specific instances, but again, to be a refugee, you have had to have the fear of persecution. If you had stayed in your homeland, there's a very likely chance you would have been killed. And many of our clients come to us having lost family members. So when these people arrive, they're vulnerable. They've been through a lot. They're not vulnerable doesn't mean weak or doesn't mean victims, but they've been through so much. And my staff and our community partners just treasure this opportunity again to show them a new hope and a new future.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. These aren't just random people coming to this country. These are people who've been through, as you say, the threat of persecution. You said a chaotic experience, maybe trauma. Is there any kind of extra help beyond what you would think of with moving to a foreign country, with the language, the jobs, things like that? Are there services out there to help refugees recover from maybe trauma, maybe even kids recovering from trauma?
And absolutely, and that's where we really depend on our community partners. We sit on roundtable discussions once a month with our community partners, both in Oshkosh and Appleton, which is where we're resettling refugees. And these partners include school system, health providers, fire and police departments, sometimes city representatives, churches, pastors sometimes attend. And we talk about some of the gaps that maybe need to be filled and need to be covered to provide better services for our clients. And sometimes mental health might be an issue, or bus system might be an issue. Maybe they're not grasping that concept well. So, there's different things at different points for different people. And that, again, is where we really depend on our partners to work through those situations and provide the best resettlement experience that we can.
Getting back to the national conversation about Syrian refugees in particular, but the concerns about safety, about who we should take in, is that conversation affecting the work you do, either by maybe making local community members less willing to be involved, or maybe affecting the reaction of the refugees themselves? Or is this getting to them as well?
We haven't come out and said to them, oh, have you been watching the news? Mm-hmm. What do you think? You know, our conversations are more, how are you doing? Is everything okay? Is there anything you're afraid of or anything you feel unsure of? And they seem to be doing very well for the most part. And, you know, most of them have community. We resettle in communities. So we have a large community of Congolese, a large community of Iraqis, a large community of Burmese. And they really, really support each other well within their own community also. So that certainly is a positive and a benefit for them. With regard to our community or the community at large, we feel very well supported. We've had a few calls and we expected that. But most people, not necessarily change their mind, but if you can have conversations with them and hopefully encourage them to get more knowledge and education, and there's a lot of that out there. And sometimes we like to form opinions just by what we see or hear on TV without really delving into all the facts and all the, again, the background checks and the history behind how this program works. So we really encourage people to take some time before they make final judgments and final decisions about whether to support this or not.
I wanted to focus in on kids. I understand at least some of the refugees coming over are children. What is involved in helping them make the transition into the American educational system?
Well, we have great community supports in both school systems. Oshkosh and Appleton school system are very involved. And normally, you know, have orientations before they even get to school, personal orientations with the students and with the parents, because, again, the education process is so much different in the United States. Often they're in their own classes to start with, or they're with other children who need enhanced English lessons. So, you know, they oftentimes, the children learn English and adapt quicker than the adults do. So sometimes they're more of an adult role model in terms of the languages and some of the culture than the parents are. There's a role reversal there. So they're very instrumental and very beneficial to their families when children do arrive. And, of course, we love having children. And again, just because we know they bring so much potential and have such a bright future than they would have had where they were at.
If I can end on a lighter note, Tammy, what kind of things do you hear from the refugees you work with about Wisconsin? What do they make of this place that we maybe take for granted?
Again, the cold. They really have a hard time getting over the cold. Other than that, I think they feel very welcomed. They feel well received. This is home. They don't know really anything different for the United States, so they can't compare it to anything. And I think sometimes that's a benefit, right? So they seem to be doing very well. And again, it's because of the community that supports us and them. And we just really appreciate all of that and everything that everybody's been doing.
Tammy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Really appreciate your time.
That's Tammy McLaughlin. She's Office Director for World Relief Fox Valley, a Wisconsin-based organization that helps resettle refugees here in the state.